1 Corinthians 14:4-5. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. This is Paul speaking. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues, unless there's an interpretation. He said, I wish you all prophesied. All. Not 19 or 20. All. Now, is that something? Now, maybe you're sitting back there thinking, oh, man, the Lord never used me. All. Do what he did. Beg the Lord some Sunday to use you and see what happens.
All right. I'm going to try to zoom through this. This is kind of a testimony of mine. So a lot of you know I'm used in tongues somewhat frequently, and the gift of tongues. And it's something that it was kind of a journey to finally get there because, well, I'll just tell you my story about it. So I grew up in the Alliance Christian Center. I've come here my entire life. And from the history that I've heard, you know, since the church was started in 1978, we've always had the spiritual gifts. I was born in 91, and I believe Kirk left the church in about 95. And so after 95, from what I understand, there wasn't really a whole lot of the spiritual gifts being active in the church. It was kind of something. So in my experience growing up in the church, I didn't see much of that. I didn't really see any of it, really. And especially as far as tongues. I knew about tongues. I had heard my mom speak it before, but it was just kind of this nebulous thing. I didn't really know anything about it. So growing up, I didn't know until I was about 17, I started working with my uncle. And through working with him, he really started to stretch me. My uncle's a spirit-filled man, and he is very zealous for those things. He's always stretching me towards healing and towards really all the spiritual gifts and really stretching my belief. And so that is really what started getting the ball rolling in my heart. Moving on, probably around 18 or 19 is when I finally surrendered to God, and I finally got baptized in the Holy Spirit. But this was still at a time, this was when Kirk was just starting to come back, and this was when things were still not really happening in the church yet. I still hadn't really experienced it. For all I knew, you know, these other churches I would go to were experiencing the spiritual gifts. I'd go to my uncle's church, and I could see that stuff, but not here. And it was kind of a bummer. I almost felt like, is our church, like, not into that kind of thing? What's up with that? Eventually, Kirk and Rayo were elders, and they started doing the Monday night Bible school, just like they do now. And they were doing one on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And one that really stuck out to me was tongues. I don't know if it's like the teamwork aspect of it. You know, I give the tongue, you give the interpretation. I don't know what it was, but it just stuck out to me. And the idea, hearing the stories that they would say about how, you know, you can give a tongue and someone else interprets it, I'm like, wow, you're like, I've never seen this before. This is new. And it really got kind of the cogs turning in my mind. So fast forward a little bit. This is a point where we still hadn't, I still hadn't seen this in the church. I knew it was existed, but I never saw it. I'm in my bedroom praying, and I said, Lord, I'm praying in my prayer language, and I get done, I say, Lord, I don't know if my tongues are real. I said, I believe in tongues. I believe other people have real tongues. I just don't think I have real tongues. I pray in this prayer language all the time. I'm always talking in it. I'm always praying to you. I just don't think it's real. Mine in particular, not other people's, mine. I said, Lord, I feel like I'm just jabbering. I'm just. And I asked him, I said, Lord, I want Acts 2 tongues. I want tongues like fire. I just want it to be like explosive in my mouth. Didn't happen, okay? Didn't happen. That was, I think that was like a Monday night that I was praying that. Didn't happen. Tuesday night, same thing. I'm praying, give me Acts 2 tongues, Lord. Nothing. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, nothing. I didn't get it all week. And I just kept praying, Lord, I want these tongues. I want it to be real. I don't want these fake tongues anymore. Sunday rolls around. And I'm back. This is when we had the old stage with the pits, and I'm back there playing my bass like I always do. And the Lord was just kind of ministering to me. I was kind of trying to listen to him. And all of a sudden, this voice, and when I say a voice, it's not something I heard, but what it was, see, when I hear from the Lord, what it normally is, it's a thought that I don't normally have. See, we have it, as humans, we talk about having a train of thought, because trains are all linked together. And so if I have a thought, I can trace it back to a previous thought, or, you know, this person walked in, they were wearing that, which made me think of this. Okay, that's my train of thought. When I hear the voice of the Lord, it is a car that doesn't belong on this track, okay?
That is good.
It comes from nowhere. And so I got this word, and it said, go give a tongue. And chills ran down my spine, because I wasn't so sure about this. And I remember having this dialogue with the Lord, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember the exact wording. But I said, Lord, I can't do this because I don't even know if I have real tongues. And he responded by saying, you're about to find out. Now, mind you, I still had never seen tongues in the church. I really didn't know what it was like. This was before Bill sat up front, kind of watching over everything. So I just go up and I just give my tongue with no warning. Paul kind of scrambles up to the front. He was still pastor at the time, trying to tell everyone what just happened, because most of the congregation had no clue what just took place. And I go back to my stool and I sit down. The walk of shame. No. And I'm sitting there and I'm so relieved that I got done with what I'm doing, but I'm still waiting during this awkward pause for someone to come up and interpret this thing. And so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this young 14-year-old kid that I did not know at the time, I know him now, it's Jesse Wanhaas, runs up to the front of the church. Who's this pipsqueak? Huh? He runs up in front of the church, and he gives this interpretation. And so on one hand, I'm like really glad. I'm like, okay, I don't have to have that talk with Kirk afterwards. I'm free from that. But on the other hand, I'm like, who's this kid interpreting a tongue? How do I know it's real? I mean, I kind of go back to my doubt. I went right back into it because I'm still back at that point where, how do I know his interpretation was real? So I still don't know if my tongues are real. I don't know if other people's interpretations are real. I'm confused. The next night, we had Monday night Bible study, because that was Sunday. We were at Monday night Bible school. And Kirk comes up to me, and he says, hey, I forgot to tell you, I have the gift of interpretation with tongues. I didn't know that. And he said, the Lord gives me the interpretation most of the time, and he gave me the interpretation yesterday to your tongue, but he told me not to give the interpretation. And he said, that interpretation that Jesse had was right in line with what I had.
Oh, that's
right. And once again, chills, because I was like, whoa, all of a sudden this was real. I had confirmation. I got to say, if any of you ever have confirmation to a tongue or prophet, go to that person and tell them that you had the confirmation to that, because it could mean the world to them. And it did in this case to me. It meant the world to me. All of a sudden, I went from doubt to being sure that my tongues were real. It totally flipped my perspective. It wasn't gibberish anymore. Now I was speaking with power. I was speaking with authority. I had real tongues. It was awesome. And I got to say, if it was the other way around, if Kirk had given the tongue, and then Jesse came up to me afterwards like, hey, I had the interpretation too, that wouldn't have meant anything to me because I didn't know who he was. But he used it the other way around, where someone I really respected, who I knew wasn't going to lie to me or stretch the truth, was confirming that to me. And I was just so grateful, grateful of that. So I wanted to just bring out three quick points of this. One is, you know, pursue the spiritual gifts. We read that in 1 Corinthians 14. You know, if you don't seek the spiritual gifts, you're probably not going to see them. We need to seek those things. You know, there's a verse that says, you have not because you ask not. We need to be asking for these spiritual gifts. We need to be persistent. We need to be like the persistent widow who you know, the persistent widow kept going to the king saying, release me from my adversary. And he would kept saying no, but eventually her persistence got a hold. You know, that was what I was doing when I kept praying over and over. Give me real tongues, give me real tongues. He gave me real tongues. Be persistent. And then if we doubt, ask God. You know, he's a good father who wants to give good gifts.
Amen.
And what better gift than these spiritual gifts that he's given us? They're awesome. And he wants to give them. And if you doubt, I'm telling you, he will answer you in a way that only you understand. Because that was the only way that could have ever broken down my doubt. That was the only way. There was no other way. And he did that. And he can do it for you. He will do it for you if you ask. So that's what I have.
Hey, thank you.